members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions here this morning for the coaches. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys battled throughout with Virginia, had that game within 21-10 in the third quarter, came up a little short 28-10. As you've gone back and looked at that one, give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I thought we played very hard. Obviously, we competed. We competed the entire game. Our guys came to play and played hard. I think defensively, we really gave a really good effort. I mean, they got that one score right at the end of the first half on a long pass, and then they took the ball over very late in the game on a kind of a fluke interception, and they were able to get that score right at the end of the game. So, other than that, I mean, we were hanging in there and playing well on defense. Offensively, we were a little I think we were a little conservative in the first half, not trying to make mistakes. Second half, we opened it up a little bit and did a few things, and I thought, we showed some spark there offensively. Certainly need to show more, but I'm not discouraged at all insofar as our effort and a lot of areas of our play.
Media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Carla.
We have a question from the line of Mr. Dave Johnson of Daily Press. Your line is open.
Morning, Jimmy. Wanted to ask you about your defensive line. You gave up, I believe, less than 100 yards rushing and the three sacks that you guys had after only 10 last year. In particular, how did you feel about the way they played?
I think as a group, they played very well. I thought Matt Ahola, a defensive end, one of our co-captains, had an excellent game. I thought he played really well. Isaiah Stevens played well inside. Bill Murray, we were able to alternate a little bit inside, which helped him. And obviously the weather wasn't that hot, so, it could stay fairly fresh. But I thought I thought Nate Atkins, the linebacker, had a heck of a game. I thought he played very, very well. And so, there was a lot of good plays in there. A lot of things that, we had a little bit of issues sometimes trying to cover some of the throwing game. I'd like to have gotten even more pressure on the quarterback, but give Virginia a lot of credit. They got the ball to open receivers, and that was the best thing they did against our defense, I think.
And you had said coming into the game regarding the quarterback situation that you might need to see how they played in a game, and of course this being an FBS opponent made it an even bigger challenge. How did you feel Tommy did overall?
I thought he played pretty well. I really did. He he was in control. He ran the offense pretty well the way it was. He didn't have any mistakes at the line of scrimmage, and I think he really certainly gave us a spark there in the second half when we started opening it up a little bit and calling more throws. And he made a couple good throws, and he also pulled it down and competed and made some runs and made some scrambles and got some first downs and obviously got the touchdown. So I think he played it, gave us a good solid performance.
Would you say he solidified his spot at number one?
He'll start this week, that's for sure, yeah, right now. Unless something happens this week, but, yeah, he'll start this week.
Thank you.
Jimmy, going back to the performance of your defense, as good as it was, a couple of fumbles that you guys were able to force there in the first half that they were able to drop on, I think, if memory serves, led back to they got touchdowns after both of those. When you're playing an FBS game, how big would those plays have been to get a couple of changeovers and turnovers?
Well, I think everybody knows that's very big, Rob. I mean, one, you got to stop their momentum. You got to get turnovers. That's what I said. I mean, that's one of the statements I made, obviously, after the game, is that, it was a thing that we did not get turnovers, and therefore, that allowed them to maintain drives, which, like you said, went on in. They ended up scoring on those two drives, which could have been stopped with turnovers. And the other thing is, you need to get some short fields for your offense. And we didn't have any short fields whatsoever offensively. We were started every drive, every possession was in back in air territory. Part of it because we didn't do a real good job on kickoff returns, but part of it because they played the field position and all that. So, that was pretty tough for us in that regard, but we gave it our best shot.
Again, another question in queue from Dave. If you'll get that for us, Carla.
You have a question again from the line of Mr. Dave Johnson of Daily Press. Your line is open.
Hey, Jimmy, I noticed Durant didn't play much. What's his situation? And for that matter, it looked like you sort of had to do a little patchwork on your line there.
Yeah, a little patchwork there. Yeah. Chris Durant, left tackle, went after, I think it was like five plays. He heard it, you know, four or five plays, and he was out of there. And then, you know, that takes a lot out of you when you got Chris and Connor Hill on the left side, and you really feel like, I mean, they're both really good players. So we had to, you know, and then we were already playing with a backup center, you know, in Brooks Norris. And the other two guys on the right side, they hadn't practiced that much this preseason because of injury. So anyway, I thought Coach Solrich did a good job getting them together and keeping us intact and doing the best we could with the situations. And I'm not sure when Chris will be back. I don't anticipate him this week, but I'm really not sure how long he'll be out.
What's his injury?
It's a leg injury, and so we'll see. But it's certainly not something right now, at least it's not something season injury. So yeah, season ending. So some point in time he'll be back, whether it's this week, next week, following week, I don't know yet right now.
And Christian did not play, right?
Who?
Jalen Christian?
No, Jalen didn't. He had had an ankle injury back sometime in preseason, and I'm not sure when he'll be back.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys used a variety of guys in the backfield, and Noah Giles, I guess, was the most prominent. There's 11 carries and 54 yards, pretty solid effort against that Virginia defense. How did you think your running backs performed?
I thought Noah did a fine job. I had no problem with the way he performed. We ended up playing three backs, but Noah was the most productive, got the most yards, and ran the ball well. And you know, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight there. We had some creases, and he made some good cuts and some things like that. But I thought he did a nice job for us.
You guys back on the road this Saturday at Norfolk State. What would you like to see from your team and from improvement from week one to week two? And what are some of the challenges that Norfolk State presents for you?
Well, defensively, I thought, like I said, we played really well up there. You know, but I was concerned about the number of missed tackles that we had. I think we got to really, really shore that up. And we had a couple mistakes in the secondary that we can't make. We just can't make those. But tackling and some of those things have to improve. Offensively, we've got to do a whole lot better. I think when you're 1-11 on third down, there's a lot of room for improvement there. Even though we did do some things running the ball and we did move the ball a little bit during the second half, there's a lot of things we've got to improve in regards to consistency offensively.
Before I let you go, there was certainly some written about after the game with the T-shirts your players came out in with the United We Stand, Divide We Fall, with everything that's happening and going to Charlottesville. How did that come about, and just kind of fill us in on how that all happened?
Well, that came from the players' standpoint. They felt like they needed to make a statement about unity and, as a football team, how you come together from all different areas and all different backgrounds and all the different things, and we can exemplify unity and with the United thing. And they wanted to make a statement in regards to that, but, you know, obviously because of some of the problems that happened up there in Charlottesville. So that was all them, and I give them a lot of credit. They came up with it, and they wanted to do it, and they did this, it really reinforced to me the type of young men we have in our program. I'm very proud of them.
Before we let you go, Dave's got one last question. We'll try to get in if you can get that, Carla.
Mr. Dave Johnson of Daily Press, your line is open.
Yeah, Jimmy, just before you go, if you could, how is oh my God, I'm losing his name. Your center, is he okay to go this week, do you think?
Which one? The one who was hurt? You talking about Nick Wimmer?
Right. Yeah, thank you, Wimmer.
Yeah, I'll help you out, Dave. Just hang on. I don't anticipate him. I anticipate Brooks Norris playing at center this week. That's
fine. Okay, thank you.
All right, sure.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time today, and good luck Saturday at Norfolk State.
All right, take care.
Take care.